Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 4th, 2024, from 2 John, Embracing Face-to-Face Fellowship in Christian Teaching and Encouragement. Previously, we heard John emphasizing the importance of discernment and caution in both Christian hospitality and participation in the Lord's Supper. Drawing from this wisdom of the Apostle Paul, it underscores the need to uphold the sanctity of communal worship by ensuring that those who partake of the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, affirm the foundational truths of the Christian faith, including the reality of Christ's physical presence in the bread and wine and Christ's redeeming work. By exercising discernment in these manners, believers uphold the integrity of Christian worship and honor the profound significance of the incarnation and atonement. So let's continue as we finish John's second letter. From 2 John verses 12 and 13. Though I have much to write to you, I'd rather not use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister greet you. So as we finish John's second letter, he clearly knows that there's much more to say to the people and to the Christian church, but some things are better said in person instead of in writing. This should encourage us as Christians to continue to meet in person because, again, as John implies, some things are better said in person instead of just in writing, or if I just may add, even via video. You see, very often when I'm teaching instruction classes, I would rather teach people to the questions that they have at the moment. Yes, I have an agenda. Working through Luther's Small Catechism. But I would rather take the questions that they have right now and then answer those questions by using Luther's Small Catechism. Because here in the Lutheran Church, this is what we use as a basis of teaching God's Holy Word. I can imagine that John was thinking something similar, even though he didn't have a copy of Luther's Small Catechism, obviously. He would rather be in dialogue with people, face to face. Putting things in writing or on video is good because we can always read it or watch it a little bit later. But teaching in person with the ability to ask questions back and forth and to have that dialogue gives you a much better understanding of the Christian faith. So notice that for John, joy is complete when he finally will be able to visit and teach these Christians in a face-to-face mode. So for us as Christians today, our joy, picking up from John, is to continue to gather around God's word and sacraments, and to encourage one another with God's word and sacraments in that continual dialogue, face to face. So even though I'm coming to you now via video, I would encourage you to go to church this weekend and greet other brothers and sisters in Christ and to receive their encouragement through God's word, and likewise to encourage them to remain faithful and steadfast in God's holy word. And if you may notice, that's how John ends this letter, talking about our sisters in Christ, our other sister churches in Christ, greeting one another. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.